good to be with you, brothers and sisters, for these days.
很高兴今这几天能够跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
When my wife and I left New York City, it was very cold.
我跟我的妻子离开纽约的时候，天气非常的寒冷。
And so this is like summer vacation.
所以到这里来像度夏天的假日。
And praise God, we can come together, celebrate New Year's Eve.
我们实在要赞美主。能够这样聚集在除夕的时候
as we are rethinking service of God
让我们能够重新来思想侍奉神
may it be that the Lord brings us into the new year with a new level of spiritual service
让我们面对新的一年主可以借着这个聚会把我们的侍奉带到新的境界
I was asked in the afternoons to share on equipping for spiritual service
我的责任下午是要讲到侍奉的装备
and so I'd like for us to look at the three scriptures that will be the basis of the messages
让我们看起初的圣经作为我们这次交通的主要的根据
the first is in Ephesians chapter 4
首先我们来看以弗所书第四章
and we just want to notice verses 11 and 12And he gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体。
So you'll notice in verse 12, there's a relationship between equipping and the body of Christ.
注意十二节在这里说到装备圣徒与身体的关系。
And this is what we'll look at this afternoon.
今天下午我的题目就是注重在这一个点上。
And then the second scripture, which we'll deal with tomorrow, is in 2 Timothy.
明天呢我就要讲到提摩太后书。
And chapter 3.
三章。
Verses 16 and 17.
16,
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。教属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事
and you notice there in verse 17 the man of God is equipped by the word of God
注意十七节英文的翻译说到属神的人能够装备好了可以侍奉借着神的话来装备
and then Lord willing the third time we speak in the afternoon
第三个下午我要交通的
We want to look in Hebrews chapter 13,
要看希伯来书十三章
verses 20 and 21,
二十一、二十二两节
Hebrews 13, beginning verse 20,
十三章二十节
Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you.In every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
二十节二十一节但愿赐平安的神就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。
Amen. And in those verses, you notice that God Himself will equip us within to do according to His good pleasure.
在二十一节，你注意到主耶稣在你们里面心里来装备你们做他的工。
That's what we'll be sharing in these three times.
那这是我 最后一篇信息要交通的。
Equipping in the body of Christ，
在身体里面接受装备。
Equipping through the Word of God，
第二，用主的话装备自己。
Equipping by the life within us，
第三，就是在我们里面的生命来装备起来。
Now we know that only the Lord Himself can equip His servants.
我们都知道只有神自己能够装备他的仆人。
And so let's begin with a prayer, asking our Lord even this afternoon to be equipping His servants for spiritual service.
所以请我们今天大家一起来祷告，求神在开始就让我们每一个人有一个心智，求神来装备我们来服侍他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we come to you this afternoon.
天父，我们今天下午一同来到你的面前。
We come in the name of the great shepherd.
我们乃是奉大牧人的名到你面前。
Who came down to be the servant of Jehovah.
他来到了地上做耶和华的仆人。
And to bring us salvation.
带给我们救恩。
We remember watching him in the Gospels, equipping the disciples.
我们记得你在他在四福音里头怎么样装备他的使徒们。
And we pray today, Lord, by your mercy, through your Spirit, you'd come among us.
我们今天下午靠着你的恩典向你祷告，求你来到我们中间。
We pray that you would raise up true spiritual service for these last days.
在这最后一段日子，你能够复兴那一个真实属灵的侍奉。
Oh, we ask that your Holy Spirit would speak to each and every heart.
求圣灵向我们每一个人的心里说话。
We are before you as unprofitable servants.
我们在你的面前是无用的仆人。
But we have the hope of mercy.
但是我们有盼望，就是你自己的恩典。
Have mercy upon us, O Lord.
求主怜悯你的仆人们。
Even in this late hour, we pray.
甚至在这个最后的一段路程，我们向你祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祈求。
Amen. Now, as we want to share on equipping in the body of Christ, we want to look at two passages where there's great contrast.
今天下午我要讲的是在身体里面接受装备。我要选两段圣经，它是一个对照。
First, we want to look back in Ephesians chapter 4 and read this wonderful description of the body of Christ.
在以弗所四章里头有一个很奇妙的描述，讲到神的身体。
Our brother Paul is encouraging the saints in this matter of walking in unity together as the body of Christ.
保罗在这章圣经里头鼓励基督徒能够在基督里面行走。
And he's emphasizing that our Lord, who went up into the heavens, poured out the Holy Spirit upon the body of Christ, that it could be one in spirit.
他提到主升天的时候，他把圣灵赐下，也把各样的恩赐赐给他的肢体来侍奉他。
Now we want to read verses 11 through 16.
我们来看十一节到十六节。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
我用爱心说诚实话, 凡事长进连于元首基督, 全身都靠他联络的合适, 百节各按各职, 照着个体的功用彼此相助, 便叫身体渐渐增长, 在爱中建立自己。
Now in contrast to that scripture in Ephesians,
对照这段圣经, 我们刚刚念的,
Paul writes 2 Timothy, also to Timothy who is in Ephesus,
他写了提摩太后书, 那个时候提摩太正在以弗所,
and we just want to read a little portion from chapter 3 of 2 Timothy.
我们可以看后书的第三章一小段,
But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good.
第一节,你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。 因为那时人要专顾自己,贪爱钱财,自夸狂傲,狂族,违背父母,忘恩负义,心不圣洁,无亲情,不解怨,好说谗言,不能自约,性情凶暴,不爱良善。Treacherous,
reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness although they have denied its power, avoid such men as these.
卖主,卖友,任意妄为,自高自大,爱厌乐外神,有金钱的外貌,却背了金钱的实意,这等人你要躲开。
Here are two pictures of the church at its best and the church at its worst.
这里有两幅图画,一幅图画是教会正常最好的光景。 一个是刚好相反,
we must remember that 2 Timothy chapter 3 is not talking about the outside world but the condition within the church.
因为提摩太后书第三章保罗所讲的不是一个外邦人的情况,
and I bring this matter up because the church has very much to do with the equipping of the servant of God.
我之所以提到这两段圣经,因为这两段圣经跟神的工人有非常大的关系。
Before we talk about the work of the Word of God equipping us, and the work of the Holy Spirit equipping us,
在我们没有讲到神用他的话来装备我们,圣灵在我们里头装备我们之先,
we have to begin by talking about the environment in which a servant of God will be equipped.
我们先要来看看这一个环境, 一个神的工人在什么样的环境里面能够接受神的装备?
The environment of the church makes all the difference in the quality of the service.
也就是说,教会的光景跟怎么样培养工人,怎么样形成一个怎么样的工人有直接的关系。
Now we know that God has ordained the church to be the vessel to prepare servants of God.
神把装备工人的这一个责任是交给教会,
and when the church is full of Christ, then servants are raised up full of Christ.
如果一个教会充满了基督, 那么这个教会所产生的工人, 自然而然也是被基督所充满。
You know, the environment of a child from the earliest days determines the destiny of that child years later.
我们知道孩子长大在一个家庭里头,他早年的年龄是怎么样一个家庭环境,要影响他后来的日子。
Before the child ever goes off to school,
在孩子还没有上学之前,
the child has learned an awful lot from the environment of the home that they spent the first 5 years in.
他头五年的岁月,在家里就已经吸收了许许多多的他学到的东西。
And the same is true for servants of God.
在同样的原则上,
what environment do we provide for a young man, a young woman to become a servant of God?
我们带一个人得救之后，教会提供什么样一个环境来培养这个新的一代能够成为神的仆人？
What is God's provision on earth for equipping servants?
在地上，神预备什么样的条件来预备他自己的工人呢？
Is it not his church?
不就是在教会里头吗？
Many years ago, I felt the Lord calling me into service.
好多年前，我觉得主呼召我来服侍他。
I was saved in a church.
我在一个教会里面得救。
The people were true believers.
那些人是真的信徒。
But they knew very little about body life.
但是他们并不认识这个身体的指示。
And in this particular church, it was the custom.
在那个时候，我所在的教会是一个传统。
If somebody felt they should be a minister.
如果有一个年轻人觉得他将来要成为神的仆人
they send them away to school
然后他们就打发他到学校去
many churches send their children away to school to prepare for service of God
所以不管教会也好家庭也好当他们的孩子要去侍奉主的时候自然而然就把他们送到学校去
but this is not God's thought
但是这个思想不是神的思维
a young child of God can be raised upin the church that is full of Christ.
一个年轻的孩子当他在教会里面长大的时候可以被基督所充满
and they can learn more about how to truly serve the God in spiritual value than anything you can learn away in isolation at an academic school.
他们就在自己的这个教会里头从小就能够接受神的装备他能够学到的远超过他在我们把他送到遥远的一个学校里面来学要差的很多
Just think about this picture we have in Ephesians chapter 4
请你注意我们刚刚读的以弗所书第四章
You know when the church is alive and Christ is the real head over the church
当每一个基督徒活在神的面前基督是教会的
What do we discover?
在这个情况里面我们发现什么呢?
Everybody is a servant.
教会中每一个肢体都是神的仆人。
When there's an open heaven,
当天敞开的时候,
and the Spirit is filling all things,
圣灵充满在每一个器皿里,
then every brother and sister is giving some joint of supply to another brother and sister, and the body is building itself up in love.
那每一个肢体互相联络供应其他的肢体在爱里面这个教会身体被建造起来
and those who are servants of the word of God are teaching and equipping the saints that in turn they can turn and minister to the other brothers and sisters
那么这些神话语的知识在教会里头把神的话喂养给群羊那么这些人接受到这些话又可以传给别人
everybody's a servant
所以你会发现整个的教会每一个肢体都是神的仆人
If you've known the Lord 6 months
如果你认识主6个月
You serve those who were just born again last week
你就可以帮助那个刚刚上个礼拜才得救的
When the church is vital and full of Christ everyone senses their desire to serve
所以一个教会当充满主的生命的时候每一个肢体都来侍奉
It's a fact of church history
在教会的历史里头
that most of God'sservants of spiritual value
那一些被神使用有属灵价值的仆人
they come out of times of revival in the church
你会发现这些仆人都是在教会复兴的时候被兴起来的
when there is a revival among God's people in the church
当神的百姓有了一个属灵的复兴
when people come back to God's thought about the way the church should be
当人的心转向神来渴慕神的话
suddenly many young people raise up
say
we want to serve God
就许多的青年人就被神兴起来他们有心侍奉主
and some of the Lord's greatest servants were raised up in such times of revival
你去看教会中历史这些大的神的仆人都是在这样的时间里面被培养起来的
oh but when the church is dead
但是如果教会进入了死亡
nobody wants to serve God
就没有人要侍奉
those poor guys who are serving God everybody feels sorry for them
那些所谓在教会中侍奉的人很多人都可怜他们
The only people who want to serve God are the people who shouldn't serve God
那些真正愿意侍奉那些在上面侍奉的人其实他们不应该侍奉
And often we find very low quality of spiritual value in these sermons.
因为在这一段时间里面，这些属灵的侍奉没有什么价值。
The environment is difficult.
为什么？因为环境不对。
But praise God, He still raises up servants in every age.
但是我们感谢主，神在每一个时代里头都兴起他的仆人。
We will be looking at Timothy, this young man.
我们来看看这个提摩太这个青年。
And we understand how wonderful it was for Timothy to be raised up as a servant of God.
我们在圣经里面看到他怎么样被兴起是何等的奇妙。
You know, in the book of Acts,
在使徒行传里头
in Paul's first missionary journey, he went to Derbe and Lystra.
保罗在他第一次的巡回布道的时候他来到了 Derbe 跟 Lystra 这个地方。
And while he preached the gospel there,
他在那里传福音。
Probably Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and mother Eunice were saved.
在那个时候提摩太的祖母得救了。
We don't know about Timothy.
我们不知道那个时候提摩太怎么样。
But we find when Paul begins his second journey, he visits Derbe and Lystra.
然后到了保罗第二次巡回布道的时候他再就地重游。
And the brothers come up to him.
那这些当地的弟兄来到他面前。
They say, there's this man Timothy, this young man.
那么就这些弟兄就推荐这个年轻人给保罗。
God is raising him up.
神兴起了这个青年提摩太。
Now let's pause.
听一听。
How did God raise Timothy up?
这一句话怎么理解神兴起这个青年提摩太？
There was no Bible school.
那里没有圣经学校。
As far as we know, there was no apostle there in residence.
在当时也没有看到有使徒住在这个地方。
There was no prophet that we know of.
在那里也好像不没有什么先知在那里。
Just brothers and sisters who've been saved.
只有这些得救的基督徒。
Ah, but it isn't just brothers and sisters who've been saved.
但是不是仅仅得救的基督徒而已。
It was the Lord Jesus in the brothers and sisters who've been saved.
乃是看见这个荣耀的神在这一帮基督徒里面做工。
By the grace of God, Timothy got saved.
接着神的恩典这个青年得救了
and because his grandmother and his mother taught him the scriptures
然后这个青年的祖母把神的话还有他的母亲把他交给这个儿子
and suddenly the Old Testament was lit up with the revelation of Christ to Timothy
所以接着这样的教导旧约就打开了发出亮光使这个青年认识主
and the spirit inside began to show him things about Christ from the Old Testament
圣灵就开了他的眼睛从圣经里来认识基督是谁
So in the process of time between Paul's first and second visit maybe 5 years
所以在保罗的第一次巡回布道与第二次巡回布道这两五年到六年的时间中间
How could this young man be raised up?
神就兴起了这个青年神怎么把他兴起的呢
The environment of the body of Christ
你就会发现这个教会的环境来兴起他。
Oh, he was breathing every day the oxygen of the Holy Spirit.
所以他每天都吸收圣灵的氧气。
Oh, he was learning how to serve and worshiping God.
他在那里一面服侍一面敬拜。
Probably he played guitar.
他可能弹吉他。
Helped out in the worship.
帮助青年来赞美主。
Studied the Bible, he drank of the waters of the Bible.
然后他又带茶巾把圣经里面的灵带起来
and the church he was in
他所服侍的教会
we don't know how many but let's just say there were 40 people
我们不知道有多少人在那个教会里头我们假设40个弟兄姊妹
but every brother sister was serving
但是这40个都是活的侍奉
so Timothy served as well
所以他这个青年就在这个环境中被培养
you know it's wonderful to serve when everybody is serving
当你看见教会每一个肢体都在服侍，这是何等的奇妙经历。
And then when Paul came along,
然后这里保罗来了。
He could see something in this young man.
他就看见这个年轻人与众不同。
That's when Timothy went to seminary.
那这个他就来到了神学院了。
But the seminary was he traveled with Paul.
这个神学院就是他跟着保罗走。
He prayed with him.
他跟着保罗一起祷告,
read the Bible with him,
他跟他圣经,
preached the gospel with him,
跟他一起传道,
carried his luggage,
替他停包包,
he was, they threw stones at him as well as Paul.
那么保罗挨石头揍,
he was trained as a servant of God.
那在这一段路程呢,
trained according to God's thought from the assembly, alive with Christ.
所以你会发现, 他都是在教会这个环境里头被训练磨成一个神的仆人。
Now I have a question.
那我有一个问题。
It's a chicken and egg question.
是先有鸡还是先有蛋?
Now does the body of Christ affect the environment of the servant or does the servant affect the environment of the body of Christ?
到底是神的仆人来影响教会呢? 还是教会的环境来影响神的仆人呢?
It's chicken and egg.
所以这个是熟,
鱼鸡熟先, you can't say which came first.
你搞不清楚哪个先哪个后。
Again, we picture in our mind.
我们在思维里面来想,
imagine Paul the Apostle.
我们想象有保罗在这儿,
and Barnabas.
然后有巴拉巴在这儿,
they come to your town of Derby.
然后他们就来到这个城叫做 Derby.
Oh, they preach the gospel.
他们就在这里传福音。
Here are some wonderful servants of God.
这里有神的大仆人。
Everything they do has the fragrance of Christ.
他们每做一件事情所说的都带着基督的香气。
You see God's power as they heal somebody who's crippled.
那么有这个瘸腿的，这神的仆人就医治他们。
You see God's patience as they deal with people just becoming saved.
那么也看到这两个神的仆人非常有耐心地对待弟兄姊妹，刚刚是得救的人。
Oh, these servants are so full of Christ.
这些仆人充满着基督。
That the church was built with life.
那么教会借着生命把它建起来。
You see, the servants of God affect the church.
所以你看这里看到神的仆人影响教会。
You know, Paul says that the apostle is supposed to lay the foundation.
保罗告诉我们，使徒是把根基立下。
But then he builds upon it.
然后在这个根基上建造。
And every apostle builds with different stuff.
那么每一个使徒来, 他用不同的材料来建造。
Some build with gold and silver and precious things.
有的用金银宝石建造。
Some build with wood, hay, and stubble.
也有人用草木和鞋建造。
Now those churches that were built with gold, silver, and precious things, they become a vibrant church.
如果这个教会是用金银宝石的，那么这教会充满着生命。
I love to be in a vibrant church.
我很喜欢在一个有生命的教会里。
Everybody's serving.
每一个都在服侍。
Even little jobs like setting up the chairs, but they set it up to the glory of God.
其实一个小弟兄他在那里安排椅子，这个也是为荣耀神。
Oh, it's wonderful to see how servants of God can affect the life in the church.
你在这里看到。 主工人的生命影响一个教会,
but on the other hand,
但是反过来,
the church affects the environment of service.
教会的环境也可以影响一个工人。
While Paul was at Ephesus for 3 years preaching the gospel,
当保罗在以弗所传道3年之久,
we see by the record that many young men were raised up as servants of God there in Ephesus.
在以弗所的记录里头，我们看见有许多的青年被主兴起来。
These people in Ephesus had first love.
这些以弗所的弟兄们有起初的爱。
They had love for one another. They served one another.
他们彼此互相相爱，彼此服侍。
They respected Paul.
他们尊敬保罗。
You know, when Paul went to Ephesus, or when he wrote to Ephesus, they responded.
他写信给以弗所，这些弟兄们就回信。
But Paul also had to minister to the saints in Corinth.
那么保罗同时也写信给哥林多教会。
Now Corinth was not so full of Christ.
但是这个教会就不像以弗所了。
Because Corinth was full of themselves.
那个教会充满的是他们自己，不是基督。
And whenever Paul ministered to the Corinthians, he was tested.
他每次到这个地方。 都受了试探。
Some people, they didn't like Paul so much. They said, give us Peter. We like Peter better.
因为每次保罗来，有人就说，哎，我们不喜欢保罗，我们喜欢彼得。
Some people said, ah, Paul, he's too short. I think he's not a true apostle.
也有人说保罗个子太小，他根本没有那个使徒的样子。
Others said, he couldn't be a true apostle because true apostles always take a collection up for themselves.
他也不像，如果他是真使徒的话，使徒应该是把奉献收给自己，不会没有，他没有做这个事。
Every time Paul dealt with Corinth, wrote a letter to Corinth, he was crying, and they were sending back arguments and this and that.
所以每次保罗要写信给哥林多的时候，总是带着眼泪，他写一封信过去，他们回一封信来辩论。
Even Jesus, who was the greatest servant of God.
你看主耶稣是神最伟大的仆人。
Remember God said, Behold, this is my servant in whom my soul delights.
你记得当天上打开为耶稣做见证的时候，神说这是我所爱的。
But he could not do much in Nazareth.
但你发现这样大的神的仆人在拿撒勒他居然不能做什么。
Oh, how important this matter of environment is.
所以你就看到这个被服侍的团体也这个环境是怎么样，也影响神的仆人。
We need true spiritual service in the body of Christ.
我们在基督的身体里面需要真实的属灵的侍奉。
We need a Christ-filled church to raise up servants of God.
我们需要基督充满他的教会，也让这个教会兴起更多的工人来。
And even though as we talk about service, we tend to think about ourselves.
每一次讲到侍奉，我们都会想到自己。
This matter of service is a much higher, deeper matter.
因为这个侍奉是一个最深最高的问题。
Actually, in this universe, there's only two kinds of people.
在这个宇宙中，两类的人。
There's kings and there's servants.
一类是王，一类是仆人。
God has established his throne in heaven from of old.
神他在天上立定他的宝座。
He is the king.
他是王。
Okay, then everybody else is a servant.
所以除他以外，所有其他的都是仆人。
Now this is a very high calling. It's being second most important person.
那么你就会发现，这些被呼召的是仅次于王的重要人物。
Of course, the only one who counts is the king.
因为最重要的当然是王。
But when he has servants,
但是他的仆人们，
and he always has had servants,
他一直都有他的仆人，
and he must have servants,
他必须有仆人，
in order for him to reign as king.
然后他才能够掌权做王。
You know, someone said, it's the glory of God to command.
有的一个弟兄这样说，神掌权就是他的荣耀。
And it's the glory of man to obey.
那么人顺服，这是人的荣耀。
When God can command his servants, he's just glowing with him, with his power and eminence.
当掌权的神发出他的命令，他充满了荣耀。
And when a man...As a servant of God says, Yes, Lord, I will obey. That's when a man glows with his glory as well.
同时当人听见王的命令遵行的时候，接受他的命令，这是人的荣耀。
And whenever the servant of God is completely obedient under the throne of God,
任何的时候，神的仆人顺服王的命令，
it produces an environment of life.
就产生一个生命的环境。
Think about our Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
想一想我们的主在地上的时候。
He always did what the Father told him.
他每一天都是按照父所吩咐他而做。
And what was the result?
那产生什么结果呢？
Everywhere he went, there was blessing.
因为他无论往哪里都带下天的祝福。
Everywhere he went, you could sense the Father's throne.
因为不论他到哪里都带进父的宝座。
Everywhere he went, the environment was glory.
每一个环境他所在的地方都充满了荣耀。
Wherever Jesus went, you could sense the kingdom was there.
耶稣到了哪里，神的国度就到哪里。
Oh, how wonderful when a servant of God is obedient under the throne.
所以你看得到，任何的时候神的仆人在宝座的掌权控制之下是何等奇妙。
And we see that throughout the history of the people of God.
那么我们在教会的历史，我们看到神的仆人也是如此。
What happened every time God raised up a servant like Moses?
你会发现任何的时候神兴起仆人像摩西这样。
The people of God responded and obeyed.
那么神的儿女们就来答应神的要求。
You could sense in some way the throne of God.
你在那个时候就可以感觉到神宝座神在他们中间。
The people could understand God's will.
人也能够理解什么是神的旨意。
Because the servant of God affects the environment.
因为这个神的仆人能够影响那个环境。
Now all of this brings us to where we are at today.
那么现在我们就来看看我们今天所在的光景是什么呢？
Before we talk about being equipped as servants,
在我们还没有谈到怎么样装备圣徒的时候，
we must clearly understand our environment.
我们先要看看我们现今所在的环境。
The Lord has been merciful to us.
神恩待我们这些年。
Probably the fellowship that you're in.
你所在的聚会。
He has fed you.
神喂养你。
He has cared for you.
神照顾你。
Perhaps you've been able to harvest some people in salvation.
你也可以传福音拯救一些初信徒的人。
Perhaps you've sensed the Lord's light and leading in the, as assembly of God together.
你也可以尝到主带领教会的一个经历。
I don't know what the environment is like. Where you are.
我不知道你们每一位所在的那一个聚会的属灵光景是什么样。
But I know by the word of God.
但是从主的话来看，
When we stand before the word of God, we see the condition we're in.
每一次我们读神的话，我们就可以看到我们自己真正的光景。
Brothers and sisters, what is the condition today of the church?
弟兄姊妹，今天你所在的教会属灵的光景如何？
You know, the Lord looks at all of His people, the whole church, those born again.
神从天上看他整个在地上的教会，那些重生得救的人。
And what does He see?
他看见的是什么？
In this matter of service, in this matter of church life, is the church overflowing with life? Are the servants totally given to the Lord?
关于属灵的侍奉，属灵的生命，神的工人是不是在每一个岗位上把他们的生命流露出来呢？
We have to thank God that there probably are some assemblies that are really vibrant and living just right now.
我们为着有一些的教会今天的光景是非常的正常，属灵的情形很好，我们为着这些我们感谢神。
But looking at the church as a whole, it's under judgment.
但是你往大部分的情况去看的时候，你会发现神的审判在许多的地方。
Peter says the judgment must begin in the house of God.
彼得告诉我们，神的审判从神的家起手。
Says the Lord is looking for true spiritual servants.
因为神在那里寻找那真正属灵的侍奉。
But when he looks, what does he find?
但是当他寻找的时候，他找到的是什么呢？
Does he find assemblies of people, everybody serving?
他能不能在一个聚会中找到每一个人都在尽功能呢？
And those who are serving, are they full of the life of the Lord?
那些在尽功能的肢体中间，是不是每一个都被属灵的生命所充满呢？
Are they profitable servants, useful servants?
这些侍奉的人是有益处的仆人还是无用的仆人呢？
I don't know what the condition of the church is in the particular country you live.
我不太清楚本地教会的属灵光景是什么。
But in the United States, the church is in a complete mess.
但是我知道从美国来，我所在的那个国家各地的属灵光景是一团糟。
There are good servants, there are evil servants.
有好的仆人，也有恶的仆人。
There's a church for every kind of person you can imagine.
你可以在教会中看到形形色色各样的人。
There are servants who preach every kind of right and wrong doctrine.
你也可以在这些地方听到不同神的仆人讲，有的讲对的真理，有的讲完全错的真理。
And God's children are confused.
那么神的儿女听到这些东西完全混淆，
they don't know what's right or wrong，
就不能分辨什么是对什么是错。
If some young person feels they want to serve God，
那有一些年轻人觉得主呼召他们要服事。
They may be offered a career as a minister.
然后教会就给他们一个服事的职业。
And they go off to study in a Bible school.
那么他们就去这个神学院去读书。
But when they're through, they have no idea of spiritual service.
但是很不幸的，毕业之后根本还摸不清楚什么叫做属灵的侍奉。
There is so much confusion.
因为今天太多的混淆的事情。
That's why you often find when you have ministry in your midst, people refer to the book of Revelation in chapter 2 and 3 as Jesus examines his church.
所以今天我们能够对照启示录的第二章第三章，你看到末世教会的光景。
Doesn't matter how you interpret Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the basic bottom line is this is our condition.
不管你怎么样来解释这七封书信，但是你可以得到一个结论，这七封书信所描写的教会光景十足反映今天在地上各地教会的情况。
There are some men of God who frankly look at the church and say it is completely corrupt and ruined.
所以今天有一些神的仆人干脆就说，看到今天的情况，我们可以说教会是在一个荒凉毁坏的光景之中。
They say that the church is beyond repair.
那他们甚至来到一个结论，是无药可救。
There's a Christian radio in the United States.
在美国有一个基督教电台。
And there's a nationwide network of a Christian radio.
这个电台是全国性的。
And the founder and pastor of that radio network,
这个头头
is now preaching every day on the radio.
他每天传信息
telling believers, come out of the church, come out of the church, it's completely corrupt.
他的信息基本上就对基督徒说，离开你们所在的教会，因为教会都已经毁了。
Now you can imagine this causes great trouble because the churches are the ones supporting these radio networks.
那么当他这样传讲信息呢，就产生一个大问题，因为他经济的来源都是各地的教会支持的。
And when he tells the saints to come out, he means come out and go nowhere.
当他呼召这些基督徒从自己的教会出来的时候，他们就出来，但是没有地方去啊。
He says that you should just meet in your house with your family and read the Bible and pray.
他就说你就在自己家里面跟你的亲人在那里读圣经祷告就行了。
In one sense, he has a true estimate of the state of the church.
在一个角度来讲，他的估价也没有错。
But surely there must be a way through.
但是出路却不应该如此，应该有一条活路。
You know, it's useless to talk about raising up servants of God if we don't face the environment that we are.
所以今天我们谈到兴起主的工人，我们没有认识对今天属灵的光景有准确的评价的话，我们谈兴起工人是没有意义的。
Sometimes in our little assembly together, we're just trying to maintain things as they are.
许多时候我们只是至少门前雪把自己的聚会搞定就已经不错了。
We remain for the most part isolated and ignorant of what's going on around us in this Christian so-called world.
因着这个缘故我们只看自己，我们根本不知道外面发生什么事情，我们也不去看，也没兴趣。
And we sort of lock down as just a small band of Christians just trying to hold on.
那么我们就这么几个人在那里奋孤军作战。
But the problem is, our young people leave.
这个结果的问题是青年就一个离开了。
Because if there's no life, they will find life somewhere else.
他在这个地方找不到生命，所以青年人就去外面找，看看有没有其他的地方有。
We can argue the correctness of our doctrine all day long.
我们可以一直辩论我们所讲的道是何等的准确。
But if the church is not the church of the living God,
但是如果这个聚会里面不是被活神所充满，
then you should not have young people's meetings.
那这个地方就不可能有青年的聚会。
Because if they come together, have a retreat,
如果这里这些青年人聚在一起，
If they consecrate themselves to the Lord,
如果他们把自己奉献给神，
if they desire to serve the Lord,
如果他们愿意侍奉，
and then they come back to the assembly,
但是当他在这个环境中，
and all they meet is resistance,
他们就遭到阻碍，
and all they meet is people, the leaders just ignore them,
或者这些领袖们根本不关心他们，
and they find no room to serve,
他们也没有侍奉的余地，
and they find an oligarchy of a few people serving at the top,
他只看到这个教会只有这么几个人 在上面忙忙碌碌。
You know what happens.
那结果是什么呢？
I needn't predict what happens.
我可以预告。
Most of our children will leave.
我们的孩子就离开了。
The mega church will offer them a career.
因为这个所谓的巨型教会会吸引这些青年。
They have an immediate place of ministry for them at the college or out in a mission station.
那么这些巨型教会会给我们的青年有一个好像好的前途，在大专学校校园侍奉。
They'll send them out on projects.
然后把他们打发到一些宣教的项目上。
They'll send them away to school.
或者把他打发到学校。
Make no mistake about it.
你猜都猜到。
When you go to Bible training school,
当如果你去一个圣经学校
，you come back as one of theirs.
那么你训教训。学会了以后回来你就变成跟他们一样了。
But this is not God's thought.
但是这条路不是神的路。
But our life is so low.
但是今天我们的光景就是这样的低落。
And the Lord has to do something.
神必须做一些事情。
He still raises up young men, young women.
他仍然呼召青年人起来侍奉。
What can we do?
我们的责任是什么？
We don't have a Bible school.
我们这里没有圣经。
We don't have mission stations to send them to.
我们也没有这个宣教的这个宣布道所在那边把他们打发到那里去。
We can't offer them careers and money for serving.
我们也没办法给这些青年人钱，怎么样来所谓侍奉主
？What can we do?
我们到底可以做什么
？There's only one thing we can do.
我们有一件可以做的事。
There's only one thing we need to do.
也只有一件需要做的事。
Now there's hope because there's only a single issue involved.
这里有一个希望，这一件事做好就有希望。
And here is that issue.
这件事什么呢？
Wherever you live, brother and sister, wherever you fellowship together with the saints.
今天不管你在哪里聚会，你与哪一些基督徒在一起聚会。
In your heart, you need to be a servant of God.
你的心必须是一个仆人的心。
With one single prayer.
只有一个祷告。
Oh Lord, make the church the school of Christ again.
神啊，求你把你的教会成为基督的学校。
We don't need Bible schools.
我们不需要圣经学校。
We need the presence of Christ.
我们需要的是基督的同在。
The fullness of Christ.
基督的丰满。
The living Christ.
活的基督。
And Christ-trained servants.
是基督所训练的仆人。
That's the provision of God.For raising up servants.
这是神今天给教会所预备的条件。
The church is to be the school of Christ.
教会应该是基督的学校。
And when the church is the school of Christ, people are truly raised up in spiritual service.
如果教会真的达到这个任务，这个青年在这个教会中就能够训练成为神的工人。
The environment has so much to do with the quality of the servants we raise.
一个教会的属灵的光景可以影响我们怎么样训练下一代。
Reason with me for a moment.
我请你们跟我来讲讲理。
The school of Christ trained the 12 apostles.
基督的学校训练出十二个使徒。
That is to say, Christ took each one of those men.
就是耶稣呼召了每一个门徒。
He revealed himself.
他把他自己启示给他们。
He walked with them.
他带领他们走路。
And they were true servants of God.
他们后来就成为神真正的仆人。
In the book of Acts,
在使徒行传
the risen Christ,
我们看到复活的基督
took a new generation of servants to school.
这个升天的基督带了新的一批门徒来到他的学校。
And in the churches dotting across the lands, people learn Christ.
那一些在使徒行传的教会里头，他们认识基督。
And the assemblies were full of Christ.
那些教会充满的是基督的生命。
God raised up true spiritual servants.
所以在那个环境里面就兴起了真正的仆人。
And this is God's thought even for today.
这个思想在今天仍然是真的。
When there is a reviving of the church as the school of Christ, with Christ as the center.
当神的学校以神为基督为基督为中心的话，
then there's a revival in the church.
这样教会就复兴，
and our children become servants of God.
那我们的孩子就能够成为神的仆人。
Oh, in the days of the Moravian revival.
在 Moravian 复兴的时候，
almost everybody was a servant. Many of them went out as missionaries.
在他们中间每一个都是服侍主的，他们产生许多的宣道士到外国去。
Whenever God touched the church,
任何时候神摸到他的地上教会，
suddenly you found many people willing to serve God.
你就会发现有许多的青年会起来响应侍奉神。
There's that wonderful verse in Psalm 110, verse 3.
在诗篇第一篇第十节，
it says, your people will offer themselves willingly.In the day of your power,
你的仆人乐意把自己献上，成为侍奉。
When the presence of Christ is experienced in the midst,
当我们经历基督的丰富，
people are willing to serve,
人自然就愿意服侍。
When I go and visit various places,
我常常到不同的聚会去。
I meet such precious people.
我碰到许多宝贵的圣徒，
and they really desire to serve the Lord.
他们里面有一个欲望，意愿侍奉神，
but the environment around them is stifling their understanding.
而不幸的，他们所在的这个环境里面常常压抑这些青年。
But if you as a servant of God,
但如果你是神的仆人，
if you really love the Lord,
你真的爱主，
then you should pray, Oh God, make us the school of Christ.
你应该起来祷告神啊，把我们的这个环境变成一个基督的学校。
Maybe you only meet with 20 people.
你可能这里只有20个弟兄姊妹。
That's big enough for the school of Christ.
但是够了。
Just Christ in every member.
只要基督在每一个肢体里头。
And we can learn how to serve together.
我们这一小群能够一起侍奉学习。
I recently went on a trip to South America.
最近我到南美洲。
And there I saw some precious people.
我在那里遇到一些宝贵的圣徒。
They were full of life.
他们充满生命。
Full of love.
充满了爱。
Many people serving.
许多的在一起侍奉。
You could not go there without saying, My, how they love one another.
你看见他们的时候，你不得不承认，哎呀，他们实在爱主。
They had some workers who were full time.
有一些全时间的工人。
They truly were examples to the flock.
这些工人就是这些羊的榜样。
I remember watching these servants as people would come up and talk to them. Just the littlest poor lady would come and they would talk quietly and patiently with anyone who came.
我在旁边观察他们，就是一个很貌不惊人的小姐妹跑到他们面前来谈话，他们很有耐心的一个一个接待。
These humble servants inspired young people to want to serve the Lord.
这些工人就成为那些青年的榜样，来让他们乐意侍奉耶和华。
I love to visit such a place as that.
啊，我真是爱去探望这样的教会。
But if I were to visit your assembly,
但今天如果访问贵教会的话，
would I find the school of Christ?
我能够找到同样的光景吗？
Or just some kind of low grade life.
或者我只能看到一个非常低落属灵的水平。
The church is under judgment.
今天主的教会是在神的审判。
Because our Lord Jesus wants to recover his life in the midst.
因为神要把他的教会灵性恢复起来。
Where there is his life, there is true service.
只要有基督的生命充满，这里就有属灵的侍奉。
But we, as a people of God, need to desire this with a holy desire.
这个需要每一弟兄姊妹从心里面有这样的愿望来求神。
Sometimes I think the church today is in chapter 11, bankruptcy.
我常常觉得今天地上教会的情形好像是在破产法里面的第十一章。
You know, we sometimes think, oh, our church is pretty good.
我们有时候觉得我们自己所在的教会很好啊。
But you know, when you look on it compared to the standard of the presence of Jesus, you realize that we're in bankruptcy.
但是你如果真正跟主的教会的光景来对比的时候，你会发现我们现在已经在破产边缘了。
By the mercy of God, the Lord allows us to keep going, and He provides for us.
我们今天是靠着神的恩典，一步一步慢慢走。
He's hoping that we'll come out of bankruptcy.
希望主盼望我们有一天能够从这一个破产的边缘再复活起来。
He wants us to repent, truly serve.
神要我们每一个人好好的悔改，真实的侍奉他。
When I look around the, travel around various places,
我到每一个地方去探访教会,
I know how poor is the quality of God's service.
今天我实在要说, 许多神的仆人的光景实在非常的,
冷淡。 We are unprofitable servants.
我们自己就是一个,
I know this is true.
这是真实的。
When we look around, it's only God's mercy that keeps us going.
今天我们看到的光景，我们只能感谢神，是他的怜悯让我们能够一天过一天。
But I believe that there are some here today,
但是我今天坚决地相信,
who would, are willing to give their lives that the school of Christ would be their assembly.
愿意把自己完全放在神所在的地方作为基督的学校。
Forget about doing something flashy or something the young people will like.
我们根本就不需要去动脑筋想做一些什么很有吸引力的事情让我们的青年人会回到教会里面来。
What they really long to see is the reality of Christ and His church.
今天重点是到底在教会中看得见看不见主的实际在聚会中。
And when this happens, Are those who want to serve the Lord raise up.
当教会中看见属灵的实际的时候，青年就会被主兴起来。
There's so much that has to do with environment.
所以教会的环境是非常的重要。
To put this matter of the School of Christ in a very practical way,
让我很实际的讲一讲，什么叫做一个教会好的环境。
I just give you this little definition.
我给你一个简单的定义。
As Christ was to His disciples, so the church needs to be to her children.
基督怎么样对门徒的关系应该成为教会与他所有每一个神的儿女的关系。
We as God's people need to be Christ, a testimony of Christ to our children.
每一个基督徒 对他的儿女应该是一个基督的见证。
And just as we saw Christ in the Gospels,
让我们读四福音的时候,
we see the environment around Christ.
基督在地上的那个时候的环境,
we see how those disciples were raised up.
我们看到门徒怎么样被兴起。
And this is the practical thought that I have for this afternoon.
这是今天下午我讲的最实际的步骤。
I want to talk about five environments around Christ as He taught His disciples.
在耶稣带领门徒的时候，有五个重要的元素。
Because we're equipped as much by environment as by training.
环境对我们的影响，就好像我们在学校接受训练一样的影响我们。
And so I give you five from our observation of Christ in the Gospel.
那我就把四福音中主怎么样带门徒的时候，他如何带他们有五个元素在那里。If
we want to see servants of God equipped in our midst,
如果我们今天在地上要看见神在那里装备他的仆人,
Number one,
第一,
we need a yoke fellow environment.
我们需要有一个负轭的环境。
We need to see Christ in our midst, yoking Himself up with young servants of God.
我们需要看见主在教会中，他与我们的青年们一起同负轭。
We notice in 1 Peter chapter 5,
我们来看彼得前书第五章。
Peter exhorts, in verse 3, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
不是瞎子所托付你们的, 乃是做群羊的榜样。
The first matter of environment we need to practically see is an environment where those who are servants train those who want to be servants by example.
也就是说, 在教会中的工人, 要成为那些羡慕侍奉神的这些青年人的榜样。
Now when the disciples first joined with Christ, they traveled with him and observed him.
你看见耶稣怎么带门徒的,是这些门徒跟着主。 他在那里,这些门徒观察主怎么样侍奉。
And I've often felt that one of our problems is when our young people come and they're consecrated and have a desire to serve, nobody trains them two by two, yoked together with them.
今天在教会里面看到青年人有心愿起来侍奉, 但是就没有这些年长的来一个对一个的带他们, 一步一步向前。
What am I talking about?
我在讲什么?
I want to see an elder or an elder sister or a worker take a young person out witnessing.
我愿意看见教会的年长的弟兄或者年长的姊妹带一个青年到外面去传福音。
How will they know how to witness if nobody shows them?
我们年长的如果不做示范带他们怎么传福音,年轻的怎么知道他们应该怎么传福音呢?
My own experience was pretty strange.
我自己的经历是很稀奇的。
My father-in-law was a witnessing Christian man.
我的岳父是一个很喜欢向人传福音的一个人。
And so as soon as I got saved,
我一得救,
probably 1 month after I was born again,
我重生了一个月,
he took me out witnessing to the lost.
那么他就带我出去传福音了。
We went and talked to people who weren't Christians.
我们对那些没有信主的人传福音。
I watched my father-in-law, he had so much wisdom.
我看我岳父怎么传, 我得到很多灵感。
I saw him answer questions, I saw him using scripture.
看他怎么回答人的问题, 怎么样把圣经,
I saw how he prayed.
他怎么样跟他们一起祷告。
And so within the 2 years, first 2 years as a Christian,
我头两年就这样观察,
I went out witnessing with my father-in-law maybe 25 times.
起码有25次我跟他一起出去传福音。
Then I already had seen 10, 15 people get saved.
所以我就可以看到有结了果子有5个、10个、15个。
Now young people need to be joined together with somebody, go out and see how it's done.
所以青年人需要有年长的这样带着他们去侍奉。
How wonderful the body of Christ when the older go out with the younger.
所以如果在教会看到这样的榜样是何等的宝贵。
Or how about this? How about taking a young person with you as you go to talk to somebody who's inquiring, who has a desire to become a Christian?
那么你带一个青年人出去跟一个渴慕想要认识主的人让他见习一下你怎么跟他谈话。
I saw one of the young people back home the other day.
有一天我在家里面看到一个青年,
he said he has a friend, he's very close to becoming a Christian.
哦,他有一个朋友, 就差一步就要信主了。
I said, well, go talk to him, pray with him. He says, I don't know how.
我说你跟他去谈谈啊, 把他带到主面前, 我不知道怎么谈啊。
Oh, praise God, somebody went with him. He found out how the person got saved.
感谢主,就有一个比他年纪大一点的, 带他去, 果然那个人信主了, 他好高兴啊。
There should not be this thing, the older people do things, young people do things, and there's never connection.
教会不应该看到老一代做老一代的事,年轻一代做自己的事,两个中间没有任何的连接。
I think for young, older people, your greatest contribution will be to be example to the younger people.
所以年长的,你对年轻一代能够做的最好的事情,就是你做他们的榜样。
Even helping people, you know, when these new Christians come along.
当这些新信主的刚刚起来,
we all know, if you've ever dealt with young Christians, they have 100 questions.
你碰到这样的基督徒,刚信主的基督徒,他一肚子的问题,100个。
But they can't understand any answers. So next week they ask you still the same 100 questions.
这个礼拜解决问题了,下礼拜又来100个问题了。
But if you take somebody with you, they you begin to show them how you answer and pray and answer and pray, then they understand how to do these things.
所以你在那里很有耐心的这样来, 教他们,示范给他们看,他们慢慢就懂了,哦,是这样带领他们的。
Jesus went along with his disciples. They saw how he did these things.
所以你会发现耶稣带门徒就是用这个方法，这些门徒天天跟他生活在一起，他们看见主怎么做。
This is how the church should be to her children.
这是教会对他的下面一代该有的责任。
A second environment of the church to equip the servants of God.
第二件，第二个元素，怎么样子来装备我们的圣徒？
An accessible environment.
就是一个随时能够找到你的环境。
Now many Christians come up to me and they wonder what kind of mysterious life the worker lives.
有些青年基督徒来问我说，你们这些工人活的是一个奥秘的生活，你们到底怎么活的？
Hey, what do you do on Thursdays?
你每个礼拜三、礼拜四做什么？
You must read the Bible all day long.
你们是不是整天就是读圣经？
They don't know the secret life of the workers.
所以这些工人对年轻人来讲是神秘的。
Do you eat or not eat? We don't know.
你到底吃不吃饭的？
Of course, people know I eat.
人家知道我是常常吃饭的。
But you know, they're very mystified by workers, you know?
那总是觉得这些神的工人是神秘的。
Now, many times the disciples did not understand Jesus.
同样，这些门徒们也不太认识主耶稣。
But Jesus was always accessible to the young aspiring servant.
你会发现主随时把他自己放在他们中间，让他们可以跟他面对面生活。
He didn't keep secrets in that sense, you know.
主没有对他们保持秘密。
They prayed together.
他们在一起祷告。
They read the Bible together.
他们在一起读主的话。
They talked about things together.
他们在一起谈事情。
They saw this man's accessible.
也就是这个人是能够随时跟他谈话的。
They asked him dumb questions.
他们也问一些很笨的问题。
He told them to read certain things.
主也叫他们读旧约的圣经。
He helped them when they were getting ready to go out to share the gospel.
当他们要出去传福音的时候，主就帮助他们。
He was accessible.
这位主是他们可以随时来找的。
Well, of course, Jesus didn't have a library, but if he had one, he would have given it away.
当然，我想主耶稣并没有一个个人的私人图书馆。如果他有一个图书馆，他可能把他的书统统送给他们了。
Now I know some servants of God have huge libraries.
我知道有一些神的仆人有很大的图书馆。
Mine's not so huge.
我的并不大。
But I do have one distinction.
我有一个特点。
I've given away more than 100 Bibles, books that have never come back to me.
我书出去上百本，从来没有回来过。
But after I read it one time, just give it to somebody.
我读了一遍，我愿意给他，把它给掉。
Give them your best treasures, why not?
把你最宝贵的送给他们，不是很好的吗？
Oh, to be accessible. How it encourages the young people if they find out you're just human beings.
让这些青年人看见你真的是一个活的人呐。
A third thing.
第三个原则。
Is that you see when Jesus was with his disciples, he was always encouraging an environment of spiritual growth.
这个就是随时的鼓励青年。主耶稣跟门徒之间，你会发现主常常鼓励他的门徒。
Now with young people, this is very difficult.
对青年人很困难。
Because you have to commend spiritual growth.
你 被要求要成长,
but you have to cut off carnality.
但是你要把你那个肉体对付掉。
Now, if somebody wants to serve the Lord, they have to learn when they're being carnal and wrong.
但是你要知道，一个在学习过程的人，他先要懂什么是属肉体，什么是要做错，然后他才知道什么是对。
But when they are spiritually intuitively accurate, they need to be understand this was right.
那当他做了对的时候，长年长辈告诉他这个是对的。
So Jesus could say, "Blessed are you, Simon Peter, because you saw that revelation."
所以你看见，当彼得回答正确的时候，耶稣马上会回答说，西门巴别达，你是有福的。
But he also had to say, "Get behind me, Satan," when he became carnal.
但是当彼得就讲错话了，他会对彼得说，撒旦，退了我后面去吧。
When you read Paul's letters to Timothy.
当你看见 保罗写信给提摩太,
he was always stressing the importance of character and godliness in Timothy's life.
他就会常常鼓励提摩太在敬虔上操练自己，有一个好的性格。
And even as he dealt with Timothy, this young servant,
当他教导这个小年轻的仆人,
he would take many of the issues that Timothy was going through and bring them into fuller revelation of their greater purpose in God's purpose.
那他就会把实际生活中面对的一些问题把它带到桌面上来讨论然后把这个整个的事情带到朝着神的目标去。
And so when there are those young servants,
所以当他们中间有一些青年人起来,
we need to promote their spiritual growth.
我们就要鼓励他们在灵性上成长。
All right, the fourth thing,
第四个原则,
there needs to be an environment of encouragement.
就是一个鼓励的环境。
Now, when I say encouragement,
当我说鼓励的意思,
I'm talking about when a servant is trying to serve.
就当一个仆人要服侍的时候,
now, if our dear brother or dear sister gets some opportunity to serve,
当我们的年轻人愿意来服侍,
it's not that we should give them self-affirmation, say, oh, good job, even when they did a bad job.
并不是说他们明明做得不好,你要闭起眼睛说好啊,做得好啊。
But we can take these opportunities to prove such young servants, to bring correction, and to show them some direction they could take if they're ministering some word to young people, something like that.
所以我们要就是抓住机会教他们 怎么样做得好,
I think anybody would prefer to have some true help in their ministry than just a pat on the back. Hey, good job for trying. And when opportunities come up to minister for these servants,
当有机会可以服侍的时候,
many times the church just says, oh, well, we need somebody to teach 10-year-old kids, and they put them in there, and you never hear from them again. Now they're in there.
我们常常是这样说,对青年人说, 这里有一群十岁左右的小朋友,你去带他们, 也就不再问。
It's like you send a servant into the wilderness, and you see if they come out alive after 1 year.
好像我们把一个 军人放到野地去，过了一年才看他到底活了没有。
If we're going to put our young people in positions where they help in the Sunday school with the kids, we need to help them grow in that experience.
我们把青年人放在这些小朋友中间服侍的时候，年长的应该帮助他们在这个服侍里面进步，越来越进步。Because
for every servant, there needs to be a discovery of their measure of ministry and their sphere of ministry.
每一个神的仆人应该能够在这个学习的过程能够看见他们侍奉的度量是什么，他们侍奉的这个内涵是什么。
When somebody begins to serve, they have no idea how much they really have, if there's a gift there, if there's some grace there. And by doing these things, with somebody watching, helping them, they understand the measure of ministry that they have.
因为年轻人刚刚出来服侍的时候，第一，他们不知道他们恩赐在哪里；第二，他们也不知道他们生命的度量有多深多浅。那么旁边的人帮助他们的时候，就可以告诉他们，你们你需要在这一方面加强，这一方面大概没有恩赐，要修正他的服侍。
If they really seem to have some kind of measure, we should encourage them.
如果这个弟兄这个姐妹在这一方面有他那一份，我们要多多的鼓励他。
But if they don't have some kind of measure, we shouldn't keep them in that wilderness.
那么他如果没有这一份，你也要老老实实告诉他，不能闭着眼睛不管他，让他去吧。
Sometimes at home in our assembly, I go and look at the children's classes in between the change from the worship time to ministry time. I go by the children's classes and just look in.
有的时候我在我们聚会的里头，尤其当休息的中间，我去看看那些孩子们的这个节目。
You look in and there's some teachers who have a measure of faith, and this kids are sitting in order and they're teaching.
有的班这些孩子规规矩矩坐在那里听老师讲。
You go to another room, the kids are climbing all over the room. The teacher has lost their notes and everything is out of order.
哎，又看到一个有些班是小朋友爬到老师的头上，到处没有人听讲话，都在那边乱搞一场。
And you even find occasionally some teacher whose only gift seems to be bringing the snacks for the kids.
那有的老师只会带东西给这些小朋友吃吃而已，其他都不管了。
So we shouldn't just throw them into something. If we're going to place them somewhere, we need to observe what's going on there and help them to grow.
所以我们不但把青年人放在这些机会里面服侍，我们年长的需要帮助他们，让他们的服侍越来越进步。
When a young person gets an opportunity to go somewhere or share somewhere,
如果青年人有到外面去去分享的话
，you know, it's actually a test.
这是一个考试。
The Lord desires us to serve linked up together with other brothers and sisters.
神要我们跟另外的肢体配搭一起。
When our young people get an opportunity to go speak, maybe the college group or something like that,
你可能到另外一个地方去跟他们的大专组来交通。
We should see if they come back and ask to pray with somebody about whether they should go.
我们应该看看当这个邀请发出的时候这个青年应该到教会来请教会为这个祷告。
Perhaps ask for covering in prayer before they go.
然后要求教会弟兄姊妹为他祷告在他去服侍之前。
Now when a young person does that, what does that tell you?
如果我们的青年是这样做这个告诉我们什么信息
They see something of the body of Christ.
就是他看见了什么叫做基督的身体。
They don't just want to go out there by themselves.
他们不是孤军奋战。
I don't know if you can put percentage on this, but more than 90% of God's workers today, so-called, are completely independent of the will of the body of Christ.
今天 90% 所谓的神的工人是孤军奋战的。
And then the last thing I would just say by way of environment.
另外最后一个点关于这个带领他们青年
because you see it in the Lord Jesus as he dealt with his disciples all the time.
因为你在主耶稣的身上，你看到他怎么样对待这些门徒，他一直是这样做。
For those who are serving and trying to serve and learning to serve, there needs to be an environment of mercy.
每一个在学习侍奉的人，他需要有一个环境是有恩慈、有怜悯的。
Now, when somebody starts to serve the Lord, what do they discover?
当一个年轻人开始服侍的时候，他发现的是什么？
Usually, a lot of failure.
他发现他常有失败。
And mistakes.
而且他做了很多错的决定。
They were told to speak for 5 minutes, and they spoke for 50 minutes.
你先告诉他讲五分钟，他结果讲了50分钟。
They attempted to serve in some way, but it was way over their head. They came back defeated.
那么你给他一个工作，远远超过他生命的度量，他回来好像斗败的公鸡。
But now we know from watching the disciples, they also made many mistakes.
你看主耶稣的门徒不也是一样吗？他们也做了许多错误的决定。
But our Lord Jesus always had mercy.
你会发现主耶稣对这些错误永远带着恩慈怜悯。
You know, serving the Lord involves a lot of the dealing of the cross in our life.
在服侍的过程中，我们学十字架的功课。
And when that cross is doing its work,
当十字架在我们身上做工的时候
，there's a consolation of mercy.
我们就需要有安慰。
When the young servant knows they have not failed utterly,
让我们的青年知道他并不是彻底失败了。
There's an environment of mercy among those who serve the Lord.
所以在服侍的中间我们应该感觉到这个服侍是有怜悯的。
And anybody who has served the Lord has made many mistakes.
每一个服侍主的我们都经历到我们做了许多的错误。
But the Lord by his mercy keeps us from fainting.
但是神永远给我们怜悯让我们不至于失去盼望。
And in this environment of mercy,
在这样的一个环境中
the young servant needs to learnHow to be merciful in relation to all the other workers.
要年轻人要学对 所有的工人都有相同的怜悯。
Now the Lord knows how to deal with our own flesh.
主知道怎么样对付我们的肉体。
And he often puts us with somebody that we co-work together with who's full of stickers and briars.
神常常把我们就跟另外一个人配搭在一起，那个人身浑身毛病。
And then this young servant will come back to you and say, this person did this, this person did that. Don't you think we should beat them up?
然后就他那个配搭了回来做报告的时候，他就说这个人这样糟糕那样糟糕，我们应该把他开除。
But you have been there before.
但是想想你当年不也这副样子吗？
And you just tell them to forgive.
你就要告诉他你要赦免他。
To love their brother and sister.
你要爱他，怜悯他。
So you see this environment.
所以这个有怜悯的环境很重要。
This is really all I want to say.
所以今天下午我就讲这个五个点。
Think about Christ and his love for his disciples.
我们看到了蓝图，就是耶稣怎么样对待他的门徒。
Now we who are servants and are serving and who are leaders in the various assemblies.
今天我们这些服侍主的人，我们在教会里面做带领工作的人，
It's time to lay down our lives again as examples to the flock.
我们都需要把我们的生命舍了，成为众人的榜样。
There are those who have a heart to serve.
教会中一定有一些弟兄姊妹有心服侍。
We should not ignore them.
我们不要忽略了他们。
We should be praying for them.
我们要为他们祷告。
And if we see they're truly consecrated,
当他们真正把自己奉献
and something is stirring within them,
在他们里头有对主有反应了
then we need to learn to encourage them in their spiritual service.
年长的就需要来鼓励这些青年起来服侍学习。
Among the servants of God today,
今天在神仆人们中间
what's our biggest problem?
我们最大的问题是什么？
Nobody ever corrected their carnality.
没有一个人去把他的肉体来纠正。
And so today, they are incorrigible and hard to deal with.
那么因为这个缘故，这些所谓神的仆人就变成一个难对付的人了。
Many of those carnal tendencies in their early days, if they could just be brought to correction and see how wrong these things are, then they would not become the problems they are when they lead churches with a heavy hand.
所以你看到今天的问题，你就发现一件事情，如果这些所谓的工人在他早年青年的时候有年长的来纠正他，帮助他，他就不会成为今天这副样子。
I finish with this question.
我给大家一个问题作为我今天信息的结束。
Is your assembly the school of Christ?
你们所在的聚会是基督的学校吗？
If it is, you will raise up servants who give useful and valuable, honorable service.
如果是，那你们这个聚会能够训练出好的工人来。
But if your answer is no,
如果你的答案是否定，
then I say again to you,
那我要对你这样讲，
are you maybe the servant who lays down your life or that the assembly could become the school of Christ?
你需要把你的生命舍了来成为你这个教会的榜样。
You know, when we think of successful servants of God, we often think of those who had a widely recognized ministry.
今天我们在地上想到一些有名的传道人，我们认为他们一定有这个很好的声望工作在这个世界。
And some young person thinks about serving, they think about speaking and traveling and going great places.
青年人就认为他是一个很有名的传道人，到处能够全世界都传道。
But we know that God's measurement of service is completely different.
但是不是神衡量我们的标准，是完全另外一个衡量。
You know, back home, I fellowship with more than 300 people on Sundays, gathered together.
在纽约，我跟300位弟兄姊妹在一起聚会，每个主日。
And there are some of those, some who are workers like myself, who are there in that assembly.
在那个聚会中，有的像我一样是工人。
But my privilege is to watch brothers and sisters.Who truly serve the Lord.
我觉得我很荣幸能够看到教会中有一些弟兄姊妹是真正在那里服侍的。
Nobody recognizes them.
而这些服侍的人并不被公认。
But they're approved by God.
但是神却承认。
They are helping to bring an atmosphere of the school of Christ into the assembly.
因为就是这些人把这一个训练的环境培养在这个教会里头。
There's some sisters,
有些姐妹们
with busy lives as we all have,
有很忙碌的生活像我们每个人一样。
But they always take time to visit the sick, to witness to the lost.
他们拿出自己的时间去探望这些在生活中有困难生病的人。
And I think they have the greater reward.
我想这些无名英雄他们能够得到更大的奖赏。
If you fellowship with brothers and sisters, there's only 20 people gathered.
如果你们的聚会只有二十个人。
But your assembling together is full of Christ.
但是这个二十个人在一起充满着基督。
And I say,
但是我就要讲
good job, well done, good and faithful servant.
忠心良善的仆人。
If your life is one of those servants who've laid down your lives that Christ could be present in your midst, that's a good job.
如果在聚会中你是这样子来做榜样，让许多人能够学习你的榜样，这是很好的见证。
And we're praying in these last days.
我们在这个末后的时候，我们这样祷告。
That the Lord would revive His church.
神要复兴他的教会。
And bring it from its low estate.
从今天这个最低层的光景里面。
To the high calling as the school of Christ.
带到这一个属天的护照是基督的学校。
May God raise up servants in the last days through the school of Christ.
愿神今天在他的教会中兴起更多的工人做他的见证。
These ones will have tremendous spiritual value.
这些人就要成为真正有属灵价值的仆人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we look to you. You sent your Son as the example.
主，我们今天来到你的面前，我们看见你的儿子。
And we ask you to impress upon us the beauty of the school of Christ.
求你今天打开我们的眼睛，看见基督的学校何等的美。
Most of us assembled here today cannot speak of schools that we have, mission stations we have.
今天我们可能说不出来有什么神学院什么福音站。
But if we have Christ enthroned and manifest in our midst,
但是主，如果基督在我们中间被彰显
then we have all that we need.
这就够我们所需要。
Oh Lord, revive your church today.
主啊，复兴你今天地上的教会。
Bring it back to its proper position.
放在该有的地位上。
And raise up servants of God.
兴起工人来
a house full of servants
在这个家里面充满着侍奉的工人
all serving gladly
来欢欢喜喜地侍奉我们的主
we know that the greatest service seems like no service at all
最大的服侍好像看起来没有什么工作
the greatest service is only the response of a grateful heart
一个最大的服侍就是有一个感恩的心
For all who are serving, take away from us all that carnality of our complaining.
求你把我们里面的不满、埋怨拿掉。
Oh, let us be grateful servants.
让我们做一个感恩的仆人。
We are ever indebted to your grace.
因为我们永远是欠你的人。
And we live in such a way as to be examples for others.
让我们每一个活在地上能够成为别人的榜样。
Oh Lord, have mercy upon us and hear our prayer.
求你可怜我们，帮助我们，听我们的祷告。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.